Well, now more than one in five children and adolescents globally show signs of disordered eating, with some new research revealing that this figure is greater still among girls, older adolescents and those with a higher body mass index. So joining us on the line is Associate Professor Dr. Gemma Sharp, a senior clinical psychologist and head of the Body Image and Eating Disorders Research Group, Faculty of Medicine at Monash University. Good morning, Gemma.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you explain the difference between disordered eating and eating disorder? Because they are quite different, aren't they?
You're absolutely right, and people do tend to use them interchangeably, but there is a difference. So disordered eating is basically eating behaviours like dieting, driven exercise, laxative abuse, that don't quite meet our threshold for a disorder. But there's certainly concerning behaviours that we need to keep an eye on.
Gemma, I've got a real close love, I guess, for talking about this topic, because being in the health and wellness space, I speak to people directly about how they feel about their bodies, in particular younger people. And I think I want to stress how important this actually is. Like, we talk about the differences between an eating disorder and disordered eating, but we shouldn't minimise how serious disordered eating is. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Disordered eating can easily turn into an eating disorder, but even if it doesn't, it means that the young person usually isn't getting enough nutrition, is harming their bodies in other ways physically as well as mentally. Poor body image and disordered eating is often linked with poorer self-esteem and lower psychological well-being. So we really need to keep an eye on these things.
Gemma, has isolation and shutdowns and all those things, has this contributed to a significant rise in disordered eating?
Unfortunately, it has. So we were already really struggling to keep up with treatment demand before the pandemic. But since the pandemic, we really haven't been able to keep up with demand. So we found that people being shut in, unfortunately, huge changes to their routine and eating caused a lot of escalation in eating disorder symptoms.
Gemma, I have a 14-year-old daughter and I have always been really conscious of the role modelling that I bring to her. I never talk about body shape or size. We're always about health and strength and food that really supports that. But is it as simple as, you know, removing that sense of body shape from them? But because you're surrounded by messages all the time.
I commend you for having such great conversations with her. And you're right, there are a lot of sources of influence, aren't they, besides the way parents and siblings talk to young people. So it is tricky, but I think there's a lot we can do with helping young people use social media, particularly in healthy ways. We know that they really love using social media. So it can be about following body positive influencers, following people that really inspire them rather than those that just focus on beauty and aesthetics.
I think it's so important we also set an example with how we use social media. We talk about how it can affect young kids, but if we're sitting on our phones in front of them for hours on end, we need to set an example in that front too.
I absolutely agree, and parents are a very strong influence for young people.
Tell us about the chatbot that you've got for those with eating disorders. Can we just briefly touch on that, please, Gemma?
Yeah, sure. So we've had this project going since 2020 and we've had really good results. So basically trying to provide that 24/7 voice of positive body image for young people while they're online and also supporting their loved ones. So it's several iterations down the track since 2020. It's now called Gem, and yes, it is named after me. I'm sorry for the narcissism. So Gem should be launched in the US later in the year, hopefully Canada after that. And we do have a local version of Gem as well running through Monash University. But we have found that people really like those sort of quick exchanges, just like text message chats you have with your friends. So right. We're using the power of AI to help people with their body image.
And that's J-E-M.
That's correct.
Okay. I think it's really important too for parents and carers to understand that we're all doing our best and sometimes you need help to really guide our young people. So butterfly.org.au for the Butterfly Foundation I found is a really great resource. Would you agree, Gemma?
It is, absolutely. And as you said, it's really hard for parents and carers too. So don't hesitate to reach out for your own support.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much, Gemma.
Thank
it's been great to have you on the show.
Not at all. Thank you so much for having me.